In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and became the Word alive. Today, His words are being shared by the radio ministry of Clinton and Sarah Utterbach, sponsored by the Redeeming Love Christian Center of Nanuet, New York. Join Clinton and Sarah Utterbach now on Listen to Jesus.
Listen to Jesus. Say what Jesus said. Keep looking at Jesus. And do what Jesus did, and it will turn your life around. And you will turn this world around.
Well, hello there. I'm Sarah Utterbach.
I'm Clinton Utterbach.
Today we'll be concluding the series, this message of the series, Submission is Serving as a Friend, and we are thrilled at the number of letters that we've been receiving. So many people are sharing what a blessing these series have been to them. One minister wrote me, an assistant pastor, and he said that he was having challenges with his superior, and instead of praying for the man like he should have, he had begun to criticize him, and he thanked us so much for putting him back on the straight and narrow and lining up with God's word, because he recognized that his pastor was a godly man, but he had not been doing his part to support him. And that's what we're talking about. Submission is serving as a friend. And so we trust that you will enjoy the final message here as you have the previous ones, and we'll take it on now.
These two ladies, Kathy Naramore and Alice Hill, wrote something that really blessed me. It says, as friends, we need to be two people discovering Christ together. And this, by the way, doesn't just have to be your companion. This can be your friend. As friends, we need to be two people discovering Christ together, standing at eye level, equally in need of the Lord's redemption and grace, seeing each other as both gifted and needed. Someone asked me today, what is a helpmeet, or what is, what is a helpmeet, or what do you consider a helpmeet? This is part of it. This biblical perspective of each other creates a safe emotional climate in which we serve one another and submit to one another. Serving each other is another way of expressing God's love. It means freely undertaking any task of commitment necessary or helpful to another's spiritual, emotional, or physical welfare. It may even be menial, such as Jesus offered when he bathed the sore and dirty feet of the followers, or it may be offering empathy, bearing a burden, comforting. But however we do serve in his spirit, we make his love tangible. However we serve in his spirit, we make his love tangible. We also make his love real to each other as we submit to each other. We are to be adaptable to each other in working out decisions, solutions to problems, and in accepting instructions. Keep in mind that this is quite different from obedience, which is something that can be demanded or coerced. Submission in this biblical sense must be freely and voluntarily given. It is self-imposed out of humility and desire to serve. The motives to be submissive can only be healthy when the choice is coming from a strong sense of worth and identity in Christ. Then it will not be submission out of fear and a slavish desire to please. It will reflect that character of Christ so contrary to human nature, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. You may not encounter any of the barriers we have faced as friends, but you can be sure Satan will put some roadblocks in the path of godly friendships and relationships. He would love to have you limp along as a Christian lone ranger, or as a person with many nice acquaintances, but no one who really knows you well. I think because I can say submission is serving as a friend, because the moment you say wife and husband, all the single people, the widows and people who are no longer attached or never been attached, suddenly feel left out. So if I tell you this is my best friend, or I am his best friend, then somewhere along the line, hopefully, you found somebody that can be your best friend or that you can think of along those lines. But being a best friend is submitting to not one person totally controlling the union. It doesn't matter whether it's a female with a female or a male with a male. When you have a submitted heart yourself, the relationship is, I make deposits in you, but I also make withdrawals from you. And there should never come a time where we are unwilling to do both. And if it's one day when I'm not as tuned in as I should be, then hopefully that's the day that he's not going to suddenly announce that he doesn't love me anymore because I didn't get up at 5 o'clock and fix his breakfast that morning. Submission, people, is you operating in the love of God, first of all, for God, and secondly, not for the people that you know. It's for yourself, because until you have esteem and until you love you, you don't know how to love somebody else. Until you have appreciation for who you are in Christ Jesus, because once you have appreciation for who you are in Christ Jesus, you're going to say yes when you mean yes and no when you mean no. And you're not going to let, because you're afraid of, I'm afraid of Bobby not talking to me, or not going shopping with me, or not going on vacation with me, so therefore anything she says is going to go. That's not friendship. That's not submission. That's not respect. And that's not God's desire for relationships. So in submission, the question was, am I submitted to my husband? Well, I would say that he does not force me, require me, or make me get up at 5 o'clock in the morning when he has dialysis to fix his breakfast to make sure that he's has a full stomach before he goes in. He does not require me to wash his clothes. He does not require me to keep a clean house. My husband has no requirements of me at all that I'm aware of as far as him telling me. And yet, by the Spirit of God, I know everything that he needs. I know everything that he appreciates. And to the very best of my ability, I do them. I don't abuse his finances. I don't abuse his time. I don't require things of him that he can't do. I don't require things of him financially that he can't afford. And most of all, we come together recognizing that our primary purpose in being together is not just to physically satisfy one another and look good together and, you know, please the public. It is because God has placed us together. And when God has placed you with someone and someone with you, it's so very easy to submit to that person, because ultimately they are accountable to God for what they do with you, to you, and for you. So we had to work up to this. This wasn't automatic. And if you looked at our situation in the beginning, you would have thought it was an impossible task. But one day we decided to set aside all selfishness. We decided to prefer one another. So I can say, he can say, I'm submitted to him. But I can say to you that he's just as submitted to me. And so consequently, we both then are submitted to God. Because God didn't want me to have a dictator. And he didn't want me to dictate. And so we both go to God to find out how the relationship is supposed to function and operate.
Unfortunately, though, people don't see it that way. I went to a men's conference one time. And when the conference was all over, Pastor Sarah got up. It was a mixed audience. She got up and asked these gentlemen a question, a perfectly legitimate question. And the question was, after you all have talked about all of this manly stuff together in a men's meeting, what do I tell your female counterparts at home while they're waiting for you to get all this together and bring it back home? They refused to answer. They passed the buck from one to another, and nobody ever answered her, which was bad enough. We went to the airport, and one of the main speakers, I was walking across the terminal, and this person almost turned his head and refused to speak to me because, as far as he was concerned, my wife wasn't in subjection because she asked the question. See, as long as men have those kind of attitudes, I don't see how women can respect them. I really don't. But when one of the reasons we are going over lessons like this, we want, Pastor Sarah and myself, We want to get godly principles into the hearts of people, couples, families, friends, so that we can begin to act like Christ did in ministering to others. I don't see how we can minister to the lost if we're so ugly with each other. When they come in, how are they going to see anything different? They know how to be ugly. And that's the purpose of all of this.
I can honestly say to you that while my husband has appointed me as the spokesperson of this church, I don't run the church. Jesus Christ does. Because every decision that's made around here is made not from my whims and my feelings, although some of you may feel that way. It is because God has given us a clear mandate and clear directions on how this particular portion of the body of Christ is supposed to run. Now, all of you can leave and go somewhere else. We can't. And so therefore, since we're obligated to stay because we were called here by God, then we have to do it His way. If you're offended by that, then perhaps this is not the place for you to be. But if you think that you're going to get me to change my mind, I waited too many years to hear from God, to be anointed of God, to be used of God. And now that I have that, I'm telling you, I want it until Jesus comes to get me. And as much as I love you, I'd rather see you go than me stay without His anointing. Because without the anointing of God in my life, I am nothing. I have nothing.
We feel honored that God has granted us the privilege of bringing you today's message. Our commitment to share the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ deepens daily.
Listen to Jesus is heard on 5 of the earth's 7 continents, but there is still more land to be possessed for the kingdom of God. In Matthew 28:19, Jesus gave the directive to go into all the world and make disciples of men. We were motivated to do just that through the Listen to Jesus broadcasts.
If you're interested in a cassette copy of this week's broadcast, send in $6, making your checks and money orders payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center.
If you live in the United States, you may also use your Visa or MasterCard by calling our toll-free number at 888-490-RLCC. That's 888-490-RLCC. If you have access to the internet, you may listen to the broadcast at any time on www.redeeminglovecc.org. That's www.redeeminglovecc.org.
And if the teaching you hear on this program is having a positive effect on your life, you have an opportunity and a spiritual responsibility to join us as co-laborers by becoming a regular contributor.
When you give, God blesses you with a financial return according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
Mail all of your correspondence and make your financial contributions payable to Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. Once again, that's Redeeming Love Christian Center, Post Office Box 577, Nanuet, N-A-N-U-E-T, New York, 10954. And remember to include the call letters of this station when you write. Until next time, this is Clinton Utterbach.
I'm Sarah Utterbach.
And we're reminding you, God is alive and well,
and His word will work for you.